Welcome to Life Study of the Bible with Witness Lee, a program provided by Living Stream Ministry and featuring the ministry of Watchman Nee and Witness Lee. Witness Lee, a servant of the Lord for over 7 decades on 5 continents, culminated his ministry with a 21-year, book-by-book exposition of the entire Bible, which he called a life study. And we're delighted to bring you short portions of this spoken ministry on today's broadcast. Now, let's join today's life study.
Upon hearing of their open and repentant heart, he begins 2 Corinthians with 9 very tender, intimate, and pleasant chapters. But following this, his tone once again becomes severe, for in the final 4 chapters of the book, he is forced to make a defense, even a vindication, of his apostleship. Why did Paul, the clarion of the new covenant economy, need to lower himself in such a way before this church which he himself established? The answer may surprise us, but it will most definitely enlighten us. Ron Kangas has joined us for this fellowship today. Welcome back to the program, Ron.
It's good to be back, and I'm pleased to contribute in the way of fellowship to this particular segment of 2 Corinthians and Brother Lee's ministry on it. There are some striking matters here in the Word that, to my knowledge, are not unveiled anywhere else regarding the measure of the rule and the God of measure and how this relates to the Lord's headship and to our standing and function in the body. It's quite remarkable. There is something in this message, as it's presented in the life study, I've never read anywhere else in all my Christian experience and all my theological research. I treasure this point. It's marvelous, and I hope the listeners will pay particular attention to some of the particular matters that will be emphasized, both in Brother Lee's portions and in our interaction based upon it. There is great light and great benefit to be had from the portion of the ministry that we're presenting today.
Ron, I think it's a portion that is not well known. As you pointed out, it's not even discussed frequently, and certainly not with the kind of light that I think surrounds it in this unveiling that we're going to have in the next few days in the life study. Let's look at some of these verses, and there may be a time or two, because the wording is a little cumbersome perhaps to our ear. I may ask you to help sort of set the context in what we're reading. We're in 2 Corinthians now, chapter 10. I'll start reading verse 12 through 14 just now. For we do not dare to class or compare ourselves with any of those who commend themselves, but they, measuring themselves by themselves and comparing themselves with themselves, are without understanding. Help us just so far what we're hearing right now.
Paul will establish that his coming to Corinth was according to God's measure, according to God's arrangement for him. Others had gone there on their own initiative, actually overstepping, interfering with God's arrangement in the body. And some of the Corinthians were fascinated with these lawless workers and compared Paul unfavorably with them. And Paul would not enter into that kind of domain at all. He was very clear where he stood in relation to the various kinds of religious workers. He knew what had been measured out to him by God, and he was not about to measure himself by others or allow him to be measured by others. This is part of the main point in this passage under consideration.
All right, let's go back to the reading here. But we will not boast beyond our measure, and I'm glad you've now defined this term measure in the context we're reading, but according to the measure of the rule which the God of measure has apportioned to us to reach even as far as you. For we are not extending ourselves beyond our bounds as if we did not reach you, for we were the first to come even as far as unto you in the gospel of Christ. All right, let's join Witness Lee with this first portion of our message on the vindication of Paul's apostolic authority.
In his vindication of his apostolic authority, Paul is a person fully under God's restriction. Verse 13, but we will not boast without measure, but according to the measure of the rule which the God of measure has apportioned to us. There is one that is ruling, and that is measuring, and that is God. God measures, God rules. So we must stay in the limit of God's ruling, of God's measure. Here, in these three verses, 13, 14, and 15, we all have to see that while we are expecting to have the Lord's work spread, we must learn how to be under God's restriction. From experiences, we can testify if we spread our work according to the Spirit, always there is a kind of a limit. Within ourselves, we have the realization that the Lord would only lead us to go that far in His work. Not only so, outwardly in the environment, quite often the Lord raised up things to restrict the spread of our work. Not only from within, in our spirit, we have the realization that we just don't have peace to go further. And also, outwardly, some environments, some kind of a situation would rise up to just draw a line that our work should go that far. Within, you just don't have the peace to go further. Without, the environment rise up that would not allow you to go further. Well, here we all have to learn one thing, that is to serve the Lord, to work with God. There is always a limit. God apportions to you just that measure. God rules. God measures. We all have to realize God's way.
Ron, one of the things that strikes me here is how in stark contrast this kind of thinking is to our natural thought. Particularly if we're working to serve the Lord, we would think that we would just go and go and go until there was absolutely no possibility of expanding any further. But this is just not God's way, according to this word, is it?
It is not. God is the God of measure, and He rules. But many Christian workers seem to be unfamiliar with this portion of the New Testament and seem to not know God as the God of measure. There is little or no thought of limit. Rather, there's some kind of expectation in many circles that if you just pray in a certain way, the Lord will just enlarge your border, expand your territory without any kind of limit. On and on it goes. A few decades ago, certain gifted preachers might feel quite happy if they were renowned in their city. Then we notice that some want to have a national voice. I'm not overstating the case. It's not uncommon to find Christian works that are not content to be national in scope. They're international, worldwide, world ministry, worldwide outreach. I mention this because these are instances of not regarding God's rule, God's measure. It's in the principle, possibly, of the lawless work and lawless workers mentioned by the Lord Jesus in Matthew 7. There's no sense of limitation. And Brother Lee, in his sharing, he talked about two aspects of the limitation. One is inward, the other is outward. Inward we don't have peace, that the Spirit does not allow. In Acts 16, Paul did not go wherever he wanted to go. He wanted to go here. The Spirit of Jesus did not allow. He wanted to go there. The Holy Spirit did not agree. Here is some restriction, some measuring, some ruling. It's not we in our narrowness that set limits to the expansion of the Lord's work. It is the Lord Himself. He is the God of measure. He rules. And the religious ones, the religionists, the Judaizers who went to Corinth, they didn't recognize this. They went way beyond their measure, if they had any measure at all, in the New Testament ministry. But Paul was within his measure. He knew God as the God of measure. It's obvious to me that Brother Lee has entered into Paul's spirit and has learned of Paul in experience, that we will always be limited by God, either through the inner sense of peace or through the environment, the other aspect, right, of limitation. The Lord just raises up an environment and you can't do more. But the crucial thing is to know God as the God of measure. If we know God as the God of measure and we're one with Him and we submit to Him, then we will not overextend because we have a greedy self, an overstepping self that refuses to be limited by anyone or anything. This is not acceptable in the body of Christ. This is not acceptable in the Lord's work or ministry. Both in the body and in the work and ministry, there is limitation imposed by God Himself. Blessed are those who know God as the God of measure and stay within the measure of the rule which the God of measure has lined out for them. It's quite a lesson.
It is quite a lesson. Well, Witness Lee points out in this next segment that this very measure and limitation was in Paul's thought when he spoke in Ephesians chapter 3, "If indeed you have heard of the stewardship of the grace of God which was given to me for you." That stewardship was a measured portion in his service for the Corinthians and all the believers. Let's go back to Witness Lee.
Paul told the receivers of his epistle that whatever he did, whatever he spoke, was not beyond measure. He was always acting, behaving within his measure. Using today's word, he was always acting within his jurisdiction. He never went beyond his jurisdiction, and he never tried to stretch himself like the Judaizers. Well, what Paul means in these verses, from verse 7 through 18, what Paul means here is this: Corinthians, you have to realize you, as the church in Corinth, suffered a lot due to the Judaistic preachers coming to you. Some Jews who became Christians, yet they would not give up Judaism. So they became Judaistic preachers. On the one hand, they preached Christ. On the other hand, they still taught the Mosaic Law. And they came to Corinth. They created the trouble. And they damaged the church life. And you, Corinthians, were influenced by them. But you have to realize these Judaizers shouldn't come to Corinth. God never measured Corinth to them. Corinth is not in their jurisdiction. They shouldn't come. Strictly speaking, honestly speaking, Corinth is my jurisdiction. There is the implication that Paul condemned the Judaizers coming to Corinth. Paul said, we do not stretch ourselves as they did. We came to you first with the gospel of Christ, And that was a sign. Corinth was measured to us. We came under God's ruling. We came under God's apportioning. God has apportioned Corinth to us, but God had never apportioned Corinth to Judaizers. Actually, God apportioned nothing to Judaizers. Their kind of a move was altogether illegal. No jurisdiction. This was the basic thought, the feeling and the spirit of the writer. This was the feeling of Paul in writing these verses.
Ron, in the first segment, we clearly established this matter of measure. God has measured out to his workers a certain portion and allotment. And the key point there is to operate within that measure, within that rule. Now, here we see that some had come into the situation in Corinth who were not operating according to the measure that God had allotted them, and it had caused much trouble. And this is really what brings about this whole discourse from Paul, isn't it?
That's exactly the fact. And to cite a parallel occurrence, we know that in Acts 15, there was a council or a conference of the elders in Jerusalem and the apostles, because some in Jerusalem, on their own, without any commission, went out, visited the churches in the Gentile world, and presumed to teach them that now that they were believers, they had to keep the law of Moses and had to be circumcised. They were given no commandment. They had no standing to do it. They simply did it. They went out and they caused no small problem among those young churches, bringing in the things of the Old Testament economy and laying them as demands upon the believers. The principle is the same with Corinth. Paul went there not at his own initiative. He was sent there by God. He moved in the principle of the body and in the spirit of the Lord. He went there. He stayed there for a period of time. He preached the gospel. He taught the truth. People were saved. A church was raised up and established. And for others to go there, like Peter and Apollos, is in the fellowship of the body. But certain Judaizers, believers in Christ who still held to Judaistic concepts and practices, they went to Corinth, and they caused confusion, and they in many ways undercut Paul's ministry and damaged the church very much. And so many of them had problems concerning the very one who begot them in Christ through the gospel and established them as a church. Paul is vindicating his apostolic authority not for himself, but on the one hand for his ministry, on the other hand for the benefit of the believers who have been distracted and confused. So that is the whole scene. And it's occasioned by religious people. I want to use this word, religious, zealous for their religion, going where God has not sent them, doing what God has not required them to do. They just feel to do it. They have no regard for God as the God of measure. They have no regard for the principle of rule in the body of Christ. They just go wherever they will, teach whatever they want. Quite serious. So Paul, characteristically, deals with the situation in such a way as to unveil something marvelous concerning God and God's way. So he was pointing out to the Corinthians, he did not come there in the same principle as practiced by the religious ones. The God of measure measured out Corinth to Paul. He sent him there. Paul was fully within his jurisdiction, spiritually speaking, to minister there and to establish the church there. The Judaizers who went were out of bounds, out of their jurisdiction, way beyond their measure. And the most crucial thing I emphasize again, they had no regard for God as the God of measure. And this is the point I hope that our listeners, and eventually, to plug again, the Bible study readers would come away with. There is an aspect of God related to measure. And he is called the God of measure. He measures out a certain portion for us in our service, in our work, in our function. And we are blessed, and we are a channel of blessing if we will simply acknowledge that. Whenever we go beyond our measure, we violate the order of the body of Christ, and we cause damage. We really need to know God as revealed in 2 Corinthians 10. We really need to learn from Paul's teaching and example to experience God as the God of measure, serve him within our measure, and everything will be peaceful, and the believers and the churches will be supplied.
As we close, it just seems proper to draw attention to the two things that really we touched today, that you developed and we heard Witness Lee bring out, that there is God's leading within. There's also the confirming fellowship in the body, which is really a kind of a safeguard, because even sensing the Lord's leading oftentimes is quite a subjective matter. And when these two things come together, then there's a kind of an assurance in the Lord that is we're unable to attach to in any other fashion, aren't we?
We must have this balance, because some, for whatever reason, I'm not judging motives, they will just say, the Lord burdened me, the Lord spoke to me, the Spirit is moving me. Well, we believe in the leading of the Spirit. We honor the leading of the Spirit. But this Spirit is the Spirit of the body. This Spirit is the Spirit in the body. What is really of the Spirit will be confirmed by the body, of which the Spirit is the essence. So actually, we cannot say truly that we are following the Spirit if we disregard the fellowship of the body. And by the body, I don't mean a religious organization. By the body, I mean the organic body of Christ expressed in the genuine church life. We must have the echo, the confirmation of the body. Otherwise, we may be liable to go off in the name of the Spirit into an extreme way beyond our measure.
Thank you very much, Ron, for today's sharing.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much for listening.